I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, En Garde. Gee, I love that kind of talk. But first, the champions of the French Open will be determined today and tomorrow. In today's women's final, Li Na will face defending champion Francesca Schiavone. Roger Federer beat Novak Djokovic, who had not previously lost this year, to earn the right to play Rafael Nadal for the men's championship tomorrow. Joining me now from Paris to discuss various tournament-related matters is Christopher Clary of the New York Times. Welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, it's great to be with you all.
The big story on the men's side, in fact, the big story in tennis, period, had been the 43-match winning streak Novak Djokovic had been riding all year. I guess Roger Federer just got kind of tired of that narrative.
I think he did. He wanted to give Rafa Nadal a birthday present yesterday, and he mentioned that on the court afterward. That's part of his motivation, so I think he did a good job of that. I don't think he wants to give him another present tomorrow, though. I think he's going to have a hard time staying with Rafa, but we'll see how that plays out.
As that match went along, where were the crowd sentiments?
Well, yesterday, as it has been for years here, Roger Federer is a great crowd favorite in Paris. He speaks French. The French understand his game. They love his game. They find it aesthetically pleasing. They also see him as an underdog here, which is a rare thing for Roger anywhere he plays. But he's obviously been in Rafael Nadal's shadow here for many years. So all those factors come together, and there was absolutely no doubt who they wanted to win that match. And they were chanting Roger's name. And the only sort of pocket of support for Novak was a small group of Serbian fans in his own box who were chanting Nole, Nole, but they were having a pretty hard time being heard.
Were you surprised that Federer, whom many had begun to think about in the past tense, did play well enough to knock off a guy who had a 43-match winning streak?
You know, I was surprised. I feel Roger is still playing great tennis. I think he's been legitimately the third best player in the world this year, not the best. So I think he was the underdog in that match, and it required some stupendous serving under pressure from him, and it required a stupendous first set, because I've seen Djokovic play better during the streak than he played yesterday. I think he had a combination of factors going against him. But Roger really had to lift his game from where it's been all year. I think it's the best match he's played since the Masters tournament in London last year that he won. It was a champion's performance. It really was.
Momentum is usually something people talk about in terms of team sports. But I wonder, does beating Djokovic make Federer the favorite over Nadal?
That's a nice thought if you're a Federer fan. But I think reality has to check in here. Nadal has lost one match at the French Open in his life, which is remarkable. I mean, he's won five titles. He's going for six. He, too, has played better tennis than he's played this year here. But the way his game matches up with Roger on clay, and just to give you an idea, the last time they played a match here in Paris, Roger and Rafa, Federer was quite a bit younger. Rafa was still establishing himself, and Rafa won 6-1, 6-3, 6-love in that final. It was probably the most embarrassing performance of Roger's career. That's not going to happen this time, but I still think Nadal is a logical and relatively heavy favorite, frankly.
I'm sure everybody else like us is talking about the next edition of Federer versus Nadal, but I can't help feeling a little bit sorry for Djokovic's first opponent in the next tournament in which he plays.
You know, that's possible. The only thing is that he's not the world's greatest grass court player, and he'll be playing his next match at Wimbledon, I think. He pulled out of Queens after losing yesterday, so I don't think he's planning on playing again until he gets to Wimbledon. But I echo the sentiments in terms of what he wants to show after he comes back. But, you know, Bill, the thing is, this kind of a streak, anybody who's had one in the similar range, like McEnroe or Vilas, would tell you the same thing. There's a certain pressure that builds. And I would say that, you know, it was disappointing for Novak to lose yesterday, but at the same time, I think it had to end sometime. I think he'll now be able to feel a little bit less pressure going into the rest of his season, and he's still playing, you know, great tennis, great level.
I don't want to suggest that Li Na doesn't deserve to be in today's women's final, because of course she does, but she acknowledged that she was hoping Maria Sharapova would double fault at the end of their match, and given the 9 double faults Sharapova had already committed, I guess Li Na had reason to anticipate that result.
Yeah, I'm going to give her a slap on the back for candor there. I really am, because I feel like tennis players all over the world for many seasons have probably thought exactly the same thing but would never think to say it. And Li Na, to her eternal credit, to the journalistic profession, told us exactly what she was thinking. So, and I think it was not an unreasonable thought based on the way Maria had been serving.
It's kind of like the tennis equivalent of the baseball player who will never admit that he's secretly saying, "Don't let him hit it to me."
Exactly. Exactly. No, I mean, Li Na has been in her very original way, a good thing for tennis. She's very open. She can be very temperamental, but she's also got a lot of personality. And I think it's great because I think in some ways we in the West, when we see Chinese athletes, we tend to think of them as one-dimensional and monochromatic. And really, when you spend some time with Lee, she has loads of personality. Her English is improving. She's able to communicate with the rest of the world in a way that top Chinese tennis players in the past have not been able to do, and I think it's been good for the game.
Li Na has said that she aspires to make tennis much more popular in China. Is it fair to say she's already accomplished that, whether or not she wins a major?
I'm sure she has. I think the reports of all of China grabbing a tennis racket and starting to play the game are exaggerated. I think the numbers of viewers that watch her matches are really not that great compared to the population at this point. This is not a phenomenon like a Yao Ming or Liu Xiang, the great hurdler. This is a different situation. Tennis is still a sport that's played mostly by a certain elite in China. But obviously, if you can get a small percentage of China very interested in tennis, that's going to be a lot of people. And I'm sure that number is growing. And Li Na, with her personality as well, I'm sure is attracting fans there as well as other places.
Do you like Francesca Schiavone's chances to repeat as French Open champion, even though she hasn't made it to the final anywhere else since winning in Paris last year?
You know, Bill, I really do. I think she hasn't played as well consistently in the last few matches as she did last year on her run to the victory. But I think her game with her topspin, her variations, her complete game, which she has, she comes to net, she hits drop shots, she plays with the whole court. And I really think on this surface, she'll have an advantage over Li Na, who really prefers a pretty hard-hitting game. And she's gotten that the last three matches, sort of by the luck of the draw. She played Kvitova, Azarenka, and Sharapova, who all play a very similar hard-hitting, flat style. But Schiavone is going to play classic clay court tennis, and I think her game will irritate Li and create some problems for her.
Christopher Clary writes about tennis for the New York Times. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, it's my pleasure.